In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Happy St. Cross Day. Glad to have you all here. And this, to be clear, is not a shaming question. It's actually a test for those who answer yes to this. How many of you were here last week? Yeah, don't you love the beautiful stuff that we put up just for St. Cross Day? Yeah. We're all about the celebration here. But the other reason I ask this is because if you were here, we sang an old familiar hymn, such an old chestnut that when, having not looked at the hymns before Sunday morning, I went, oh, wow, oldies but goodies day at St. Cross. And we sang the one that you may have learned back in your Sunday school days. They will know we are Christians by our love. So choir, will you help me for a moment? Are we ready?
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
So this hymn has been in my head all week as I have walked and driven and watch the people walk by in the parking lot, and I kept asking myself, well, do they? Do they know we are Christians? Does Hermosa Beach know that we are Christians by our love? Does my neighbor know that? Does your neighbor know that you are a Christian by your love? And so I ask this to you, the members and friends of St. Cross, as we celebrate St. Cross Day, our feast day, our Welcome Back Sunday. And not only is it just Welcome Back Sunday, we have the added bonus of three baptisms as we welcome Roger and Farah and Bruce into the Christian family. So when we come to the start of a program year, it is a time for us to gather in community and worship and have fellowship, which of course we will have after the service. But it's also a time for us as a community to look back and to look forward. And what I love about serving at St. Cross is our feast day is no ordinary, boring, run-of-the-mill Saints Feast Day. Wearing in there with all the St. John's and St. Luke's and St. Michael's. No, our feast day, we celebrate the very cross upon which Jesus was crucified and then was resurrected. The Feast of the Holy Cross demands that we actually look deep into our faith journey, deep into God's call to us to be disciples. And let me be clear, I mean disciples, not volunteers, which if you are part of any nonprofit organization, you know that those volunteers are scarce and hard to come by these days. But disciples are plentiful when we faithfully respond to God's love for us. Disciples can do just about anything when they put their mind to it. Disciples are those who understand God's abundant love, and they understand it so much that they are compelled to go out and to share that love with others. So, St. Cross, how have we as faithful disciples served others as a sign of God's love in our world. And I'm going to say, you all did a pretty fantastic job with the city while I was out on family leave this summer. Wow. Jack, our senior warden, the two associates, the deacon, along with our staff and the vestry, and all of you who were locals, you responded faithfully as disciples to those who wanted to say that we should not revitalize or renovate our property, especially if it means offering housing to those who can't afford to live here, but we're happy to have those same people come and work for us here. Speaking up for those who want affordable housing is a bold Christian move in this day and age, when people are more worried about their return on investment over the needs of the wider community. The call this summer to discipleship was clear, and St. Cross practiced, and we will continue to practice, some pretty radical Christian discipleship when it comes to the management and use of our rental properties. And another place where we see discipleship, and I want to point it out today, especially on a baptism Sunday, the other place where we see vibrant discipleship is with the disciples who serve our children and youth by passing on our faith week after week in our faith formation programs, also known as Sunday school. And today is the first day. In fact, we have some disciples so dedicated, they won't even hear this shout out in the sermon because they are over there with our kids, teaching them about the cross and about baptism and about what it means to be loved by God. And so these disciples, each one of us, each one of them and each one of us, we are brought into the Christian faith by our baptism, just as we will bring three new Christians into the faith today. But you see, baptism is the very first word of the very first chapter of the story of our life of faith. Their first words will start today, and then through discipleship of others, we will continue to grow that story for them, just as we continue to grow our own stories. You see, we can't be disciples if we don't know the faith we are to follow. We cannot be disciples if we do not know the overwhelming love of God that greets us the day of our baptism and continues to be present with us every day of our lives. We cannot be disciples if we think that that is just coming to worship on Sundays and then going home and forgetting about God and our faith the other 6 days of the week. No, we all need to engage our faith. We need to teach one another. We need to pray for one another. We need to support one another as we grow in our faith together to become stronger disciples of our loving God. And to be clear, being a disciple is not the easiest task in the world. Just ask the clergy who are constantly stopped in the parking lot to ask about our 4- and 5-story buildings that we were going to build. And being a disciple isn't an easy task, even if you look all the way back in our stories of the Bible and you read the book of Acts. Discipleship is not for the faint of heart. And yet, that is our very call, set by the example of Jesus' story, of Jesus' life, and of Jesus' selflessness by his crucifixion on the cross. In the gospel today, we hear the phrase of drawing people to him through the cross. In the gospel, Jesus says, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. And that is so foundationally important that that is the first line of our collect for the Feast of the Holy Cross. It is what we are about. Jesus was lifted high upon the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself. And if you were super paying attention, it's the last part of the third verse of Lift High the Cross. We sing it every year. And like Jesus, we are called to continue as disciples to draw people into God's love. To draw people into this love through our own acts of discipleship. We are to practice a selflessness that is countercultural to our world today, and yet it is the very example that Jesus gave to us. How countercultural was it to give up your life to be crucified? And luckily, our faith doesn't ask us to get up on the cross. And rarely are we called to be martyrs. But we are most definitely called to extend God's love through relationship, through building community, including housing for the community. We are to extend God's love through listening to those in need around us and responding swiftly. The mission set forth by our vestry is for us to engage in restoration and growth, to restore God's people today back to a life that is steeped in faith. To restore God's people, not just to experience God's love, but to act on that love and to help other people be restored into God's work of living lives filled with justice and respecting the dignity of every human being. In working on our restoration through discipleship, we all grow. We grow our faith. We grow our children, and we grow our wider community. This coming year, we will continue to find new ways to be disciples, to make disciples, and to grow disciples. So back to that old familiar hymn, the third verse as we sing it is perhaps the most important, as it tells us how we are to do this work of being a disciple. It is very clear. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. Because discipleship is never done in isolation. We are the disciples in this community and of this community. We are connected through our baptism. We will continue to support one another as we grow in our faith. And when we take that outside of these walls, then they will know that we are Christians by our love.
We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each with dignity and say human pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Amen.